Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning and welcome to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Another beautiful week gone by where it's cold during the week and it's nice on the weekend.
Yeah, just what's like, up with that?
I don't know what's going on. Yeah.
Same thing this next week.
Yeah, and this is the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show with Kevin Miller, Tress Collins, and Bubba Alexander every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. How's it going, Bubba?
Good. Doing great.
Yeah?
Yeah. Big week in the mortgage business.
It was a big week in mortgage rates.
Big lock week.
Well, I'll tell you what. The mortgage rates went down again.
Really?
Well, they've been down, Tress. It's interesting. Last week, we did the show, and the rates had dropped. Then they went up, bumped up in the middle of the week. And then yesterday, they went back down. So,
like, how low can you go?
Yeah. You know, so, anyway, we are sitting at the best rates of all time now. Bubba, we are seeing 30-year fixed being locked at 3.25% yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Wow. I did that.
I know one person came and said, I just locked a 30-year at 3.25% without any points.
Yep.
Now, that was a large loan with a perfect credit score and equity situation. However, that's probably got APR or something like 3.3 something.
Right.
I can tell you, though, at the 15 years of being locked at 2.625 if you have an origination fee in the loan. With APRs below 3%. If you're sitting out there and you have a friend or a family or maybe you have another person in your head that you talk to sometimes and tell them you want to save some money sometime and, you know, it's the weekend and you just happen to have some time in your hands, then call TexasLending.com and make sure you text us today to find out if refinancing or getting a home equity loan or buying a home is right for you. Make sure you call us at 972-387-4600. That's 972-387-4600. That's our text line. That's our call line. Hi, Tress.
Hey, Kevin.
We missed you last week.
I missed being here last week.
Bubba had to pretend like he was happy all the time. Like
he usually was that hard? Were you okay? Did you hurt yourself?
Yeah.
You hurt yourself? I'm sorry.
So you had a long week. You came down with a little bit of a cold.
I came down with a bit of a cold, but yeah. It was a rough week.
And then you're just recovering.
Yeah.
Good to have you back.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
It's good to be back. And it's good to be back here with you on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. We have been doing radio in Dallas-Fort Worth since the year 2001.
Radio
this is
gold.
Our 20th year in business for TexasLending.com, and we are happy to share it with you. Been through a lot of thick and a lot of thin, and right now this is the thick of the mortgage business. People are moving to Texas. And not only people are moving to Texas, people are moving to Dallas-Fort Worth. Mm. And home values are rising significantly. I had a meeting with our staff the other day, Tress, and I told them, because the rates have fallen so far, they've fallen over 2% since 2018. And you can afford more, you can have a cheaper house payment now for a $300,000 loan than you could for a $240,000 loan back in 2018. So if that doesn't cause inflation, I don't know what will. Mm. When you can afford more home, your house payment can be less on a $300,000 loan than it could in a $240,000 loan just 2 years ago. That's what's happened. Home values have risen now because people can afford more home. They can go out, they go to the builder, and they can put another room on that house. And they can, you know what, there's a lot of things that can be done, and TexasLending.com wants to answer questions for you so you can make good decisions.
Gas prices are down too.
They are very down.
Someone would post $1.87 yesterday.
Yeah. Yes.
That's super low.
That
scares me just because the last time we had this really low situation, you know, things got out of control.
Yeah.
And I was reading that for Christmas last year that Americans, they put all this Christmas presents on credit cards. So consumers put a lot of money on their credit cards. Well, TexasLending.com knows that credit card rates are up around 20%, and we know that mortgage rates, you can get a cash-out refinance potentially in the threes right now, and you can drop those rates from 20% down to rates in the threes, and save yourself hundreds or thousands each month in interest and payments that you can apply towards your mortgage and pay everything off faster. So we want to answer these questions for you here today. Bubba is a cashback refinance expert, probably closed more in Texas than anybody. And to be able to say that, one, you have to be able to do a lot of them. And Bubba has done a lot of them because we have a call center and you call us and Bubba's been doing it for 19 years. And so he's probably been doing 10 to 20 a month for 19 to 20 years. And so I don't know how many loan officers out there have done that many cash outs. So if you want to have an answer, can you get equity out of your house? I have an ag property. I have income issues. I have credit issues. I've only bought my home 6 months ago. What do I got to do? He's the person that can answer you. I want to get a refinance. I want to drop my rate, and I want cash out. Right.
Wow.
And so, Bubba, you are the guy. Yeah, you can do that.
You can do that on second homes and investment property too.
And you can also drop your term. Maybe you have 25 or 20 years left, and you just somehow $100,000 in equity popped into your neighborhood. And so now your $300,000 house is $400,000 house, but you had an addiction to credit cards for the last couple of years. Well, we can put you through about a 2 or 3 week program that gets you refinanced to get that stuff off your debt, off your credit, and, well, off your credit cards into
easy
a lower
for you to
rate.
Say.
Yeah, well. I'll tell you what, $30,000 in credit cards refinanced into a mortgage might save you $1,000 every month.
Yes.
That's a lot.
It's a lot. It adds up over the years. If you can apply that savings towards the mortgage, you can see freedom for you and your family.
Freedom!
And also, we talked about dropping the term. So go from a 25-year to a 20-year, or 20-year to a 15-year. Hey, if you have 20 years left, refinance to a 15-year. Knock 5 years off, drop your rate, because we have awesome deals. Some of the lowest rates, if not the lowest. Now, the rates I'm talking about, not everyone has these. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're beating the large banks on interest rate. We're beating the large banks on fees. We're passing along to you. I know it may sound weird, but it's not. It's real. Okay.
Ask me what's new with me.
I was letting you cough. And
I know. Sorry.
You got your purple on. You do every week. So
I do.
Okay, what's up with you?
I, for the first time in my entire life, drank a cold cup of coffee earlier this week.
I thought you were going to say beer.
Wait.
No,
your entire life.
In my entire life, I drank a full cup of coffee.
Not just half of your life.
No, my entire life. Yeah, didn't drink coffee.
You had a coffee. Now, did you put sugar in it?
Yeah, there was a little bit of sugar. There was a little bit of milk.
Yeah.
But just a little bit.
Did you put any vanilla or caramel?
The coffee was flavored with vanilla and nutmeg.
Oh, yeah.
And it was really good.
Yeah, if you put enough, you know.
But, I mean, it came that way. It came that way in the grounds. It's infused into the coffee grounds.
Oh.
It's infused.
Into the coffee grounds, yeah.
Okay.
How did you get this? How did it just infuse into your house?
No, we know somebody who's a roaster up in Illinois.
Not a rooster, but a roaster. Okay.
American Pride Roasters. Yeah, and he infuses these flavors into his coffee beans. And it was actually, I'm like, wow, this actually tastes good. First coffee
so
I've
ever
tasted.
So let me ask you, did you just have one or did you have two?
No, I just had one. Just had one.
You know, I never had coffee, but I've been drinking coffee lately.
Mm-hmm. Really?
I've been started drinking coffee, a lot of coffee.
Yeah. I had a second cup on the next day, and I drank all of it, and then we ran out. But
You ran out?
Well, it was a small bag.
Well, yeah. Listen, if you are at home and you're drinking coffee,
yeah.
Or if you just picked it up at Starbucks or whoever it is, your favorite coffee roaster,
yeah,
and you're driving around town,
Starbucks.
make sure when you get a chance, when you get to a safe place to be able to call or text, you call TexasLending.com. We have loan officers here right now at 972-387-4600. Bake the savings in. Start it now. The best time to refinance is always the beginning of the year. Mm-hmm. It always is because you don't have to roll in a whole year of taxes into that mortgage when you got to roll your escrows in. So you can get the maximum savings right at the beginning of the year, especially since we have the lowest rates in the history of the mortgage world right now. Who would have thought they would ever come back down again? They have, and there's a chance they could go lower. We'll see how things develop. All right. We have some questions that we want to answer, but we want you to get your question in now at 972-387-4600. That's the text line. Get it in now. Trust will answer your question.
Now, I'm going to read the question.
You will ask the question.
You're going to answer
the question. Answer the question. Now, listen. Here's what you do. Here's what you do. If you want to know if it's worth refinancing, text us the following. Text us your bank account number, your social security number.
And then, name of your first
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Oh, sorry.
Oh, wait, how about the value and the loan amount?
Tell you what, these people, they really want to.
Credit score.
What do you know, Gary?
So here's what you're going to text us. Text us, here's what my home value is. Here's how much I owe on it. Here's my current rate, right? And here's my current credit score. And we can tell you, hey, you know, you might be able to save this much money or go to a 20-year. Or, hey, let us know if you have some debt, too, you want to pay off. We can tell you whether you can pay off, get a cash back, or home equity refinance, similar things. A lot of people in the past few years have thinking, I want to get a second lien. With the rate so low now, you can do this all on one loan, lower your rate on your current mortgage, get it all into one, because the second lien's going to have higher rates. You know, your second lien might be 5%, 5.25%. Well, if you can get yourself all into one happy little loan, you can get it into a lower term, and you can do the happy mortgage dance. All right. We also, if you want to buy a home, we have our home purchase team here at TexasLending.com. They only work on purchases, and they are building momentum. They had their biggest pre-approval month ever in the month of January. Our purchase team is growing leaps and bounds, doing great things, and they can help you if you get through our fast-track purchase program. You may be able to close your home purchase after contract in as fast as 10 days. Now, you don't have to have perfect credit to buy a house either. We have what they call the non-qualified mortgage, which is not qualified for Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, or Ginnie Mae, or any of those characters. But you can get yourself into a lower credit score situation that you might want to buy a home and get yourself, you and your family, into a home and then get it refinanced later into a conventional or government-insured loan. Here's what you do. You tell us, here's how much money you make. You say, I make this much money. And this is, you can tell us by month or by year. It doesn't matter. Then you can tell us what your credit score is, how much of a down payment you have, and we can tell you how what kind of home you can get yourself into. And so just tell us, here, I make this much money, I have this kind of credit score, and I have this much down payment. And we can say, this is how much home you can afford, this is the kind of payment you can expect. Maybe you're renting, maybe you're already owning a home, you want to buy another one. It's real simple. Just send those text questions in. Tress will ask them, we will answer them, and we will make your life a happy one.
So do you think the acquittal of President Trump and the Bud Light virus going around in China, you think that's...
Bud Light virus?
Instead of the coronavirus. You know, just throwing
Less
that out
filling.
There.
It's...
Yeah.
No, that's... No.
Okay.
Do you think that's driving rates down?
Do I think it's driving rates down?
Or is affecting it? Is there a correlation?
Well, something's going
on. I'll tell you what. Any economist that's listening right now, or anyone working for the Federal Reserve that's listening right now, for the last about 13 years, I've been saying that rates aren't going to really be going that high, you know? And in the back in 2007, 2008, when everything collapsed, I even talked to hedge funds. I said, I need to borrow a bunch of money because rates are going to go down, and I need to expand. I need to get ready for this. And they said, these were guys getting paid just all kinds of money. I was talking to people with money, and they had their advisors there. They said, rates aren't going down. Rates are going up because of the inflation, because the government's going to print all this money. They sounded just like that. They sounded just like Smokey the Bear or Fred Flintstone or whatever. or Yogi Bear. So, yeah, it was either – they sounded like Barney Rubble or Yogi Bear, one of those two. And so they were talking, and they said, hey, rates are going up. And then the guy who had the money, he'd go, I got to trust my advisor. And then something else, the guy said, rates aren't going up, they're going down. And they said, that's not how things work. And I say, well, I don't care how you think that things work, but anyway – I've been pretty much right on for the last 13 years. And so I just got to tell you that I don't think rates are going to go up anytime soon. I'm just going to say that the federal government has over $20 trillion of debt. They spent $1 trillion more than they brought in through taxes last year. And so with all that debt, there are ways to manufacture having rates go down. And if the rates go up, I mean, the federal government has to pay more interest in their debt, and they won't be able to afford it.
Right, right.
So as long as that is going on, there's manufacturing going on of low rates. And you can say, that's not how it works. But you know what? I've been right so far, and you've been wrong for 13 years, rich hedge fund advisors. Okay, so we are here to take your phone call because you at home, the layperson, wants to get that refinance done. Are seeing the lowest refinance rates you've ever seen at the company with the lowest rates in Texas, TexasLending.com. We're going to take that break, come back, and answer your questions at 972-387-4600 on 105.3 The Fan. Yeah, we are back in the TexasLending.com mortgage show. And we are going to talk about this crazy weather lately. It's not crazy. It's normal weather. It's winter. But, you know, they had snow out there and they had snow out there in West Texas, and right?
They did. As a matter of fact, we were out there last night, and we were driving home, stopped to get gas, and there was still a bunch of ice and snow.
Abilene? You
know, yeah. Actually, yeah, this was just east of Abilene where we stopped to get gas.
That's
there
crazy.
Was still ice and snow in the parking
that
lot.
That only seems – it's not that station. Far west of here.
No, it's not. We're talking 3 hours.
Yeah, and so yeah. We were talking about I'm from up in Michigan. And when I was a kid in the 70s, we had a lot of snow. It was a little mini, some winters there where it was really cold. And I remember just always wanting to, I always loved watching it snow. It's mesmerizing.
Yeah, I love it.
You know? And so I'd be watching the snow. And what I hated was when it was really cold in the winter, it was 10 degrees or 5 degrees, and there was no snow. And I liked the idea of being able to watch the snow come down. And they're supposed to snow like every day this week. They're going to have one of these things. You're going to have 10, 15, 20 inches of snow sitting around on the ground.
I'm so jealous. I would love that.
You can make igloos. We used to make igloos at the base of the driveway.
So cool.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
No one told us they could collapse on us.
Delivering your papers in 10
degrees.
Yeah,
well, that's part of the fun.
Yeah, I used to deliver papers from the age of 10. To the age of 15.
In the snow?
In the snow. Yeah. I had to have to get up in blizzards and deliver the papers.
Did you ride your bike in the snow, or did you walk?
You know, it's been part of, I guess, of my growth, in business and things, just that perseverance of getting up at 5 in the morning every morning, mm-hmm. Getting out there in the snow. My mother would drive me in the winter, and then in the summer I had to just throw them on my back in the big paper bag, and I had to drive around on my bike. And I did that for 5 years. Anyway, but in the winter, you know, sometimes that snow would be, we'd have the blizzard come in and you have 8 to 10 inches of snow and then there would be ice on top of the snow. Oof. And so you'd be running and then the ice would be an inch. And so you'd be running on top of 10 inches of snow on the ice. And then every once in a while you'd fall through it. And it was just an interesting time. I remember all that. It was interesting.
I remember that one of my first jobs I applied for and they saw on my resume that I'd known papers for 12 years. They go, you're hired.
Right?
Anyone who's done that stuff, you know.
I had a friend. I was a kid.
We started that paper route together, me and my friend, and he was down after 6 months. Mm-hmm. I'm out. I'm out. He was just a 10-year-old kid with me, and I just kept doing it.
Yeah, because you had to roll the papers, too. You had to roll them.
Well, I started
them,
off the first route I had
them.
Was 67 papers, and they dropped the papers off on the corner.
Yep.
Well, I didn't get to roll them and throw them, though.
Oh, really?
What I
had to
do,
drop them off.
Yeah, so the deal was this. Everyone up in my neighborhood, they had a screen door. And so I had to drop it between the screen door and the door. And so I had to go, I'd take 5 houses at a time. I'd run from house to house. My mom would drive in the street. It was dark outside. And then, and of course, up north, it's different than down here. In the north, if you go too far north, you know, the sun never comes up in the winter. Yeah. The sun comes up about 9 and goes down about 3. In the winter up north. And so, yeah, it was always dark in the winter. And
wow.
So I'd take a few houses with me, and then I just remember freezing. They didn't have, you know, they had just come out with moon boots. That was the save. That was the whole thing that made it work. Before moon boots, man,
that.
It was different. Okay, we're talking too much about that stuff and not talking enough about your mortgages. This is the TexasLending.com mortgage
show. Oh, I didn't even know we were on the air.
Yeah. You thought it was
Gary.
I thought we were just talking.
You thought we were during the break still?
Yeah. I thought we were still in the break.
All those commercials you hear in the background?
Well, I went to get some coffee, and, you
know. Oh.
Y'all were talking about coffee, so, you know.
Well, let's talk mortgages. We have questions.
No, we have questions. Okay.
The lowest rates ever. We said that. Now, listen, if you just tuned in, this is the TexasHoney.com mortgage show. We have the lowest rates in Texas. We lowered our purchase rates so that we're beating everybody there, too. And then we have our lowest refinance rates that you're going to find at 972-387-4600. Tress, start asking those questions.
Here we go. I have never purchased a home. My credit score is 500. I need to see who to call about trying to purchase a home.
You need to call.
Don't call Ghostbusters.
Well, I'll tell you, the first thing you need to do is they need to go to that website, annualcreditreport.com, annualcreditreport.com. They need to go there. They need to look at your credit. You need to see if there's anything on there that you didn't know about, so you can start addressing it. If you know what your credit score is, but you don't know what's on there, you get a free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. Government mandated free credit report there. So you don't got to go to these other companies that advertise on TV. Just go there first. Find out what's yours. Call, you know, you need to get your score up. You want to get that score. And I would say get your score up in the mid-500s. You might be able to buy a home. But if you have a mid-500 score, you're probably going to find rates around 7 to 9%. If you get your score up around 580 to 600, you might be able to find rates around 5.5% to 6.5%. And if you get your scores up into the 600s, you might be able to find rates from 3.5% to 4.5%. Once you get your score over 740, you might be able to find rates in the mid to low threes for your purchases. So potentially, that's what's going on right now at TexasHoney.com. Make sure you call us when you get your credit score up a little bit, but you can text us right now, 972-387-4600. Tress.
All right, next up. This is Harold from Garland. Hello, Harold. I owe $99,000 on my house. My current rate is 5.75. My credit score is 665. Is it worth it to refinance?
So I like to say this every week so that people get it ingrained in their head. For every $120,000 of loan, if you drop your rate 1%, you'll save $100 a month in interest. So just quick math, 1% on $120,000 is $1,200, right? And over 12 months, that means it's $100 a month, okay? Yeah. So if you want to save $100 a month, save 1% on $120,000. And then just do the math. For every $120,000 above that, once you get to $480,000, you'll save four times. You save $400 a month in interest.
Yep.
This person is at $99,000. And they're at 5.75%. If they can get that rate down to 4%, 3.75%, Bubba.
Yeah. No, my thought process here is you might want to go to a lower term and make the same payment. Also, you didn't let us know how much equity you have in the house. A lot of times credit score is affected by how much equity
you have. How much debt you have, too.
Yeah, but how much equity you have can push your qualification up because you have more equity in your house, and so the credit score doesn't matter as much.
We also don't know if that person has an FHA or conventional loan.
Right.
With a $99,000 loan at 5.75%, if they did have a FHA loan, they could probably refinance that FHA loan down to 3.5% right now. And so, yeah, you can save money there. And on your loan size of $99,000, you'd probably save about $80 a month for every 1%. So if you can save 2%, you might save yourself $150 a month in interest. That's a lot of savings, and you might be able to do that and drop your term down to a 20-year or something. Definitely give TexasHoney.com a call right now or go to our website. The number is 972-387-4600. Text us right now. Our text lines are open. We can answer questions for you, Tress.
All right, you ready?
Yes.
Hey, guys, I need your guidance. I got pre-approved for a $200,000 house, and I'm pretty sure I can get one higher. I would be a first-time home buyer, so I'm now thinking I should rent it out. I have $10,000 saved up, and I'll probably go with a major bank. How do I profit, and where should I buy my first home? What kind of tenant should I look for? I'm scared of taking this risk, but I really also want to work towards the actual house I want one day. I work for the federal government, too, so do I get grants?
Couple things that scare me
just
now.
Questions.
Couple of things that scare me right now is, well, they're a first-time home buyer. And you need to tread carefully here because they just told us that they're going to be renting the house out. Okay, so they have to buy it as a rental property. If you're going to buy the home as an investment property, you're going to have to put more down payment down, and you're going to have a higher interest rate, depending on how much you put down. Okay, if you intend to live in the house, you can buy the home as a primary residence with a lower down payment and a lower rate. You work for the federal government, and so you know you want to make sure you're getting things done correctly. There's no need to go with a large bank because you're just going to get one. It's going to take three times as long to close, and your rate's going to be higher than it would be at TexasLending.com. And so we get better rates than them because they are a publicly traded company. They are a company that has to keep millions of investors happy. They have to make a lot of money, and they don't have teams that are going to be focused on the home purchase like we are here at TexasLending.com. So you can call us for your home purchase. But make sure, you know, if you are going to be doing this as an investment property, that you just know that you're going to probably be putting, what's the minimum down payment they're looking
20.
At? 20% down on an investment property.
25 is better, though,
yep.
A better rate.
Now, if you're going to live in the house and stay in there for a year as a primary residence and then eventually rent it out, then you could probably buy that thing as a primary residence. And then you can get as little as 3% down on conventional, 3.5% down on FHA if you're a former veteran, or if you're a veteran, and then you could have a zero down payment. So those are some options for you. Anyway, give us a call at TexasLending.com. If we can help you, 972-387-4600. Go online and apply at TexasLending.com. And Tress is already telling me that we have to go to another break.
We do.
The text lines are waiting for you.
Yes.
It's a vast land of opportunity at 972-387-4600.
It really is.
Yes.
Yes.
Mortgage savings awaits you and your family if you go to TexasLending.com.
Yes.
And if you keep listening here on 105.3 The Fan. We are back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show with Tress Collins, Bubba Alexander, Kevin Miller, sharing with you the glory that is mortgages. And that is at 972-387-4600. That's your text line. Text us what your current rate is, how much you owe. Tell us what your credit score is. We'll be able to tell you what kind of rate you might be able to get. Because why do we want to know how much you owe? Because your interest rate depends on your loan size. And as loans get over about $180,000, the loan interest rates get really good. Once you get below $180,000, as your loan size drops, your interest rate may go up a little bit. And so make sure you call TexasLending.com where we can help you, and leave that text at 972-387-4600. And also, if you want to buy that home, how much money do you have for down payment? Tell us that in your text. Tell us what your credit score is.
Income.
And how much money you make. And we'll be able to tell you what kind of home you might be able to afford. Tress.
All right, here we go. Hey, guys, my credit score is at 661. I am looking to remodel my house. I have about $20,000 in equity. What is my best option?
You know, the question I have for that person is, what is your home? They have $200,000 in equity.
No, $20,000.
Is that $20,000? I can't read it. I didn't have a comma there. I couldn't read it.
I know.
So $20,000 in equity.
Yeah.
They want to remodel. Well, we don't know what the home is worth.
Yeah.
And so we need to know how much you owe and what it's worth. If you're trying to get equity out, you got to tell us, how much do you owe? What is it worth? Because not only does interest rate depend on your loan size, it depends on your equity position. Mm-hmm. When your loan gets typed into the mortgage software, which there is a common mortgage software that all mortgage companies use, and there's one of two softwares that these companies use for approval and pricing for you on a mortgage. You have the desktop underwriter. This is from Fannie Mae.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you have Loan Prospector, which is from Freddie Mac.
Right.
All loans are going to get typed into these scenarios, unless you have a score. Yeah, even if you have a low score, they're going to get typed in there first. And once they get typed in there, it'll determine what your equity position is. And when you have less equity in your house, your rates are going to be higher. And when you have more equity, your rates are going to be lower. So the greatest way to get the best rate is to have about a $400,000 loan with about 35% equity and a 740 score, these are the best scenarios, and you're going to have escrows on your mortgage. These are going to be the best scenarios. If you don't have escrows, or if you don't have equity, if your loan size is small, if your credit score is low, all these things are going to affect your interest rate. But when you're trying to get cash out, equity position is very important, because how much cash you can get out depends not on how much equity you have, but how much equity you have after you fund the loan. You have to remain with 20% equity left in your house. 20% equity, 20% of the appraised value, you still have to remain with that amount of equity in your house. That's why Texas didn't collapse after the debacle in 2008, is because the home equity loan laws here always allowed people, or mandated that people remain with 20% equity after they get a home equity loan. And so the only reason that people wouldn't have 20% equity, if companies like Ameriquest came here, and what they did is they inflated appraisal values by 25%, so that once your loan was done, they were having you borrow 100% of the actual value. They ended up getting in big trouble with the federal government and gave everyone else a bad name. But Ameriquest was doing bad things. You need to have 20% equity in your home after your cash out refinance closes. So that's why it's important for us to know that. Tress.
Yeah, they said they have an 804 credit score. Purchase price is $200.
Different person?
No, this is
different.
No,
guy.
I'm sorry. That's a different. No. Excuse me.
You
disregard
need coffee.
What I previously
said. You need to have a second cup of coffee in your life, Tress.
I know, right? But, you know, I don't know how to make it yet. I was just served to me. I don't know how to make it.
It's real easy. You go to the 7-Eleven and you go in, and they have the thing that has coffee.
And you demand coffee.
And then you put cream in it, or you put vanilla in it, or you put whatever you want in it. And you're good to go.
I've tasted lots of coffees, and this is the only coffee I like.
Oh, well,
so
let's
far.
Let's
I can't just do
down
anybody's
and,
coffee.
Let's drive down and do a taste test.
Because they
Let's
put
do
sugar.
A taste test. Well, I'll take you down and fix one up for
All
you.
All right, we'll do that. We'll do that. Okay, here we go. New question. We're closing on Monday, credit score of 804, less than $2,000 in debt, putting $60,000 down to cover cost and principal. Is 3.75 rate too high? They have the purchase price $240 on $232,000 appraisal.
Yeah, wow, the purchase price, the appraisal came in lower than the purchase price. I tell you what. They are putting together $60,000 down, purchase price $240,000. So they're putting a lot of money down there. They're putting their 20% plus they're paying closing costs of what's going on there. Is the rate 3.72 high?
3.75.
Yeah, 3.7. What did I say?
3.72 high.
Oh, 3.75 too high. It's not.
That's
too,
a new Kevin rate out
it's,
there.
It's not too high.
No.
Okay. It's a good purchase rate. And you can rates came down a little bit on Friday, and I'm assuming they're not paying an origination fee. If they would have paid an origination fee, there might have been a chance to get a little bit lower than that. But that's a pretty good purchase price. That's about where our purchase on a conventional loan. That's about where they are on FHA. They're down around 3.25 right now on an FHA loan. You know, so
but they wouldn't be doing it.
But they don't want to do FHA with that kind of down payment.
Yeah.
You know, with that kind of down payment, you don't need FHA. With your credit score, you don't need FHA. So that person's in a pretty good spot. That rate's a pretty good rate right now for a home purchase. There are some a little bit lower than that, but they just kind of occurred in the last couple of days.
The only thing the only
they just
thing,
happened in the last couple of days.
The only thing I would do is I would go to the lender and say, hey, do you guys have any kind of a float down, because we know the rates came down. You know, we have that here at TexasLending.com.
It depends on a couple of things. It depends if they're paying an origination fee.
Yeah.
Depends on if they're paying escrows. With the amount of money they're putting into this house, it sounds like they're putting escrows in.
Yeah.
If their loan was up around, I can tell you this, their loan size is going to be down around 200.
Right.
If their loan size was up at 450.
Yeah.
That's when they'd find that rate probably closer to 3.5.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good – I'm going to backtrack and say for your loan size at 200, that's a good rate. That's a good rate at 3. You might not need to call them at all. You're right there. Just, you know, no. If you're closing on Monday,
yeah,
just get it done.
Yeah.
You know, you're probably going to save more money just by taking a different route to work every month. You know? And so and call to get better and lower insurance prices on the house. It's a really good rate for that loan size. You're in good shape.
Okay.
Trust.
You ready? Okay. So now this one has more information. The person with the 661 credit score with $20,000 in equity, they owe $110,000 and their house is appraised at $185,000.
They want to do remodeling in the house.
They want to do a remodel.
So we said you have to have 20% equity in your house, all right? So about $150,000, somewhere in there, is where you're going to find 80% of the value of that house, okay? And so you're going to find that for your 185, yeah, right around 150 is right around the 80%. You're going to have about $40,000 you can get out. No, Bubba?
No, because the problem will be if you have a 661 credit score, the loan level pricing adjustments are only going to let you probably go to 75% loan-to-value or 70%.
It slipped my mind. They only have a 661 credit score.
Yes.
Here's what you need to do. What credit score do they need to get in order to get the maximum out of the house?
It all depends on that approval that you talk about. A lot of times it depends on how much reserves they have.
Reserves are how much money you have.
Like a 401k savings.
Yeah, so there's different kinds of reserves. When you get a debt to income ratio on your house, you have to qualify with your debt to income ratio. So depending on how much money you make and what your debt to income ratio is, there's reserves there, and there's also cash reserves. And how much money do you have in your bank account? And so what he's saying is if you have a 680 score, you have a better chance of maxing out at 80% of the value of the house.
Right.
This person said they have 20% equity because they probably already talked with somebody and said the max you can get out is this much because your credit score is a 660.
Right.
With the lower credit score, you're going to be limited on your cash out on the home. Give Bubba a call. Yeah. Here's what I would like you to do. Call our office now. 972-387-4600. Ask for Gary Alexander. After the show, Gary will call you back.
We'll walk you through it.
Or you can call after the show and just ask for him. He'll talk to you live. So ask Gary. Ask for Gary, and he'll walk through all your scenarios for a home equity cashback refinance.
All right. Ready for the next one?
Yes.
All right. Credit score is above 800. Take home income $6,000 a month. $100,000 down maybe. How much home can I afford at what interest rate?
Wow. $100,000 down. That's pretty good. They take home $6,000 a month. So I'm assuming they probably make closer to $7,500 a month.
Gross.
Or more. $75,000 to $8,000 a month gross. We go off your gross income. And so, which is really weird to me, we go off a gross income for people, and then they have taxes come out, and the tax rates keep on changing. So how do we know? And gas prices keep on changing. How much can you
But then on self-employed people, they use adjusted gross income. They don't use the gross income.
Well.
Which always drives me crazy.
Well, we're going to look at your adjusted gross income either way. If you
the minutia of mortgages.
If this person makes, call it $7,500 a month, then 33% of that is $2,500 a month. So they're going to put $100,000 down. I'm going to say for $2,500 a month, they can easily get themselves into a $350,000 loan. And if they're going to put $100,000 down, then that would mean a $450,000 sales price. I'm just. It might be more than that because we don't know if they make $8,000 a month or $7,500 a month gross. Mm. Their take home is $6,000.
Right.
I think.
However, the other thing is, here's the other thing to think about when we're trying to determine what they can afford. If they're putting this $100,000 down, they're doing it on a $450,000 house. They're going to have a very high tax bill on that house. Their tax bill is going to be $10,000 a month plus, or $10,000 a year. You're probably $1,000 a month of this payment is just going to be taxes, okay? And so they might be able to afford a little bit less loan amount or a little bit less house because we have to throw the taxes and insurance in their debt-to-income ratio. I just got done saying they're easily going to qualify for $2,500 a month if they make $7,500 a month gross. That would be about a $350,000 loan. Give us a call. Our team will run the numbers for you, and they'll throw in their proposed taxes for these different loans, for different sales prices for these homes. Be happy to do that for you. And they make $9,000 a month. And so they can afford a $3,000 payment. And so a $3,000 payment would be a $400,000 loan or more. So they could probably get themselves into a $500,000 sales price, $520,000. I'm giving you conservative numbers here. Those are conservative. If that number says, well, I should be able to get the house that I'm looking for there. But call a mortgage company like TexasLending.com. Our fast-track purchase program will get you fully pre-approved with an underwriter. And so the underwriter will say, okay, we've cleared everything. You're good to go. Once you get a contract, you need appraisal, survey, homeowner's insurance, and we need to get
the contract cleared to close.
And here we go. As fast as 10 days after contract at TexasLending.com with our fast-track purchase program, one of the best rates in Texas. Call TexasLending.com, 972-387-4600. Go to our website, TexasLending.com, and we're going to come back for the lightning round, the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show, 105.3 The Fan. Back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show, we were...
Now we're jamming.
I know, right?
We were talking about the show, Curb Your Enthusiasm. During the break.
That'd be perfect for the mortgage world.
It'd be like a short.
About 15 years ago, I thought maybe getting the old camera crew in here for the mortgages, because talk about dysfunction. The mortgage world is a very dysfunctional place. And so there's a lot of dysfunction. You know, there's just a lot of anxiety going on all the time, kind of like Curb Your Enthusiasm.
It's kind of why I have a black eye, you know.
No, you did that because the Super Bowl. You didn't pay back your bets in the Super Bowl.
Oh, Gary.
All right, lightning round. Come on.
All right.
Gary's like, enough about me.
Now, Tress, this is a long question. And I've already read through it. Do you want to summarize it?
Do you want me to summarize it?
I can summarize it fast.
Well, go ahead. I'll let you summarize.
So this person has...
This person is Brad.
They have two houses. Mm-hmm. One is the house they've always had. The other one is a home that was bequeathed to them...
By a grandmother.
Mm. They want to do a remodel on the grandmother's house that was bequeathed to them.
Bequeathed. Such a good word.
So they want to do a remodel on that. And they wonder, what are the options of getting a remodel done... Mm-hmm. Yeah, on the other property. And so they proposed an idea of, should we get cash out of our current home, or is there a different way that we can get this loan done in the other house? The thing is this. Here's where a little bit – they want to move into the other house. They live in this house now, but their goals, their intentions, they intend to move into the other house. So if they claim this is their primary residence, even though they're going to eventually move out. Now, it says they're going to sell the home, and that's the other thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So.
And they want to remodel for about $75,000.
So you don't want to be doing a refinance on this house saying it's going to be a primary when your full intentions are to live in the other one. But here, there are loan programs to do remodels on investment properties. And so. They can do that. And there's a loan program, and it's called a home style renovation loan. They can be done on second homes. They can be done on investment properties. They can be done on primary residence. They can be done on homes that are only halfway built. So if the home is only halfway done and the builder goes out of business,
you can actually
do a purchase of that home, or you can get that loan refinanced on a home style renovation loan. You need to be working with an institution that has a construction division. Not many of them do. And so not many of them do the home style renovation. I'm going to text this person a company to talk to for the home style renovation loan. I think that's going to be their best option. And they can be doing on an investment. So until they move into the house, they can get this loan done. And then they can probably do it as a primary residence. Do it as a primary residence, a home style renovation. Because they're planning on selling the other home. You know, if they put the other home in the market and the other home's being renovated, they can just always tell someone they can't sell it until the other home's done. But anyway, that's just some guidance for them. And we'll text you for that information. Tress, you have more questions?
Yep. I have two collections on my credit report that are 3 years old. My credit score is 670. I take home $4,400 a month, only have $3,000 now to put down. Can I still get a mortgage without paying off the collections and $3,000 down? From Roger. Thanks, Roger.
Depends on the size of the collections. I mean, if, you know, I think it's
over $3,000. He said
over $2,000.
Oh, it didn't say, you didn't say.
He's got $3,000
to put down.
Yeah.
He takes home $4,400 a month in his credit score.
We got to run it through the system.
Yeah.
Because Fannie, or you might be able to get an FHA loan and just say you're good. Leave the collections alone. Because you already got the credit score. See, the mortgage software, is going to determine your situation as it is now. and it's going to say you either qualify to be able to pay back a mortgage or you don't. And so with their credit score, it qualifies, right? Has he got a down payment? He's going to probably need a little bit more than that to be able to get himself a $100,000 loan because they're going to need 3.5% down in FHA. I don't see this loan going conventional with their current credit score and their down payment scenario, but there is a chance. But the FHA is an opportunity for him. 972-387-4600, Tress.
We have time for one more. If your income is low, can you get a cosigner mortgage? Looking at $175,000, interest of 5, equity of 260, score of 730. Looking to do a cash out to do some remodeling. Sorry, the house appraised at 503.
I'm lost.
Okay. I thought it said it was equity. Okay, it says equity is 260.
Equity is 260. House appraised at 503.
Okay. All right. Good. So they can get cash out if your income is low.
She's looking for a cosigner because her income's low.
Yeah, their income is low. Right. We'll have to take a look at just how low the income is. We're going to look and see what you can afford with rates being as low as they are right now. You might be able to afford something nice. Cosigner, they're going to probably have to be on that. You're going to be on the mortgage with
you. On title.
They're going to need to be on title.
They're going to be on the mortgage.
Yeah. On a conventional cash out, that's just going to be the case in Texas. It's going to happen.
And are they going to live there?
They're going to have to be on title now.
And they're going to have to live there.
You're going to add them to title. Then you got to refinance and put them on the loan. So anyway, we're out of time. Yeah. But we'll respond to some of your texts now, and the rest we'll have to get to them next week. Tress, stay better.
Yes.
Looks like we're going to miss you next week.
Yeah, I have a 5K.
Call the office now, 972-387-4600. Go online and apply at texaslending.com for the lowest rates we've ever seen. Get it done this weekend. And then we'll see you next weekend here on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.